The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Adetonkwe Akufo-Addo, yesterday received a rousing welcome in the Ashanti region on the first day of its Restoration of Hope tour. Nana Addo began his tour in the Ofenso South constituency, where he asked the electorate to ignore what he calls ugly noises that the free SHS is not possible and vote massively for the party to implement it. Brighton Trauma has more.
The Ofenso South constituency in Ashanti region was shaken to its roots as some political bigwigs of the NPP, led by its flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo, stormed the area to assure the people of the party's commitment to restore hope to Ghanaians when given the mandate to lead the country in the 2012 elections. Walking through the principal streets and some farming communities in the constituency, the presence of the presidential hopeful attracted scores of people who rushed to catch a glimpse of Nana Akufo-Addo, with traders, drivers and school children joining what could be described as the biggest gathering of people in the constituency in recent times. Addressing students and teachers of St. Jerome's Senior High School at Ofenso, Nana Addo reassured them that the free SHS policy will be implemented if elected into office.
Anybody who has 10 years, a minimum of 10 years in the public sector, I'm talking about in the public sector, will be eligible to have a mortgage supported by the government to build a house for themselves anywhere in the country, where it is or anywhere of their choice. We sat down and worked out these things. These are some of the measures we want to bring in to motivate teachers, as well as also giving them access to further training easily and all of the distance learning, etc. So there are practical measures that we're putting down, and we hope that they inspire our teachers so that the very difficult task we have of giving education to our people, we can succeed in it. As far as I'm concerned, the teachers of our country hold the key to the development of our nation. If they work constructively, Ghana will develop. If they don't, we'll continue to remain backward. So that's why we came here to visit you, introduce ourselves to you, and assure you that the next MPP government, God willing, is going to be a teacher's government.
He told the students and teachers that with the policy, teachers will be adequately taken care, as the party has a comprehensive package that will make teachers access mortgage after 10 years in service.
That was Brighton Trammell's report.